The title of today is Connect with the Lord. The passage is in Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 38. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Kandake, which means Queen of Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. How can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture that the eunuch was reading. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me please, who is the prophet talking about himself or someone else? Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, so, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized? Philip said, if you with all your heart believe, you can receive baptism. And he gave orders to stop the chariot. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. And the key words in 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. Please read this twice together. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And they in God. And at this time, we will listen to the message from our pastor. I'd like to invite us to come and share the message. Greetings, welcome to everyone to have come to come and worship with us. The lesson today is to share with you is connect with the Lord. The connection with the Lord of each one can be expressed through this story that we read. Ethiopian who received baptism, and we will think in our lives there is any expression of faith that we can show our connection with the Lord. The key verse is in 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God will make him man, and he is God. John wrote this verse talking about the relationship, the connection of each of his children to the Lord, to declare, to acknowledge that Jesus is Son. It is not just a saying, but it is an attitude of life, the way of life expressed that our heart trusts in the Lord, that Jesus is the Son of God, and that faith has been acknowledged by the Lord. That he promised he will live in our heart. And also he himself is in the Lord. There is a pastor who loves to talk, to preach about baptism. And every Sunday he preaches about baptism. There are many other stories, but the main point is he tries to preach for many things. Why don't you have something new other than baptism? And so an elder invites him aside and says, oh, pastor, why don't you preach baptism? Next week you preach something different. I suggest that you read in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning God made the heaven and earth, and in there the passage says, repeat that with baptism, was the pastor Apollo acknowledged. And next week he said, he stood up and said, today the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. And you know that, why did God create our earth to have two-thirds of love? Now today I want to talk about the baptism of in water. And this morning I did not speak about baptism in water, but I want to say something about baptism is a part that we have to do as a part of a connection between us and the Lord. Let's pray for guidance as we study His Word. We give thanks to you and praise our Father in heaven that you have seen us among those who are lost. You have shed your blood on your cross, on the cross, to purchase us from the dark world, and now give us our room as children. We are thankful to you because you have promised, whoever believes you will have everlasting life. Whoever would not receive everlasting life, but receive the wrath of God. This morning we have two sisters about Leslie and Mrs. Wood have declared the faith through water baptism, and you have promised that whoever declares and confess Jesus is Son of God, that you will come into the heart of that person and he will be in you. May you acknowledge these promises and you be with them. These two, and that they will be in all things in you. This morning we will say your words. May the Lord teach each one of our hearts about your truth. To correct if our life has something of a weakness, may you bless us that we can affirm our faith in you. The faith that can save our soul, not just to keep some of the religious practice to it. We lift everything and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The story about this Ethiopian eunuch has been reported when Philip has baptized him. Remind us many meanings about the connection between us and the Lord. The first connection that we can do is through worship. An angel of the Lord sent Philip to go south to the Lord, the desert where he goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and on this way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official in charge of authorizing attending, which means the queen of Jerusalem. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship. The distance between Jerusalem toward Ethiopia is a country in Africa. And that distance, as we reflect, the flight call is about 1,600 miles. And they say that the shortage between Ethiopia and Jerusalem is more than 2,400 kilometers. But this unit has made his way to Jerusalem to worship 2,400 kilometers away. How long did it take the unit? If by car, it's pretty fast. But then, it was horse-drawn chariots. And there was no car. And so, it couldn't move so fast. But praise the Lord that this unit had come to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. When there is a heart to love the Lord, to pay the price of a long distance, more than 2,400 kilometers, to come and worship the Lord, then the Lord can see the heart of it. Do you think that the Lord will see the heart of this man? Of course, for sure. And because God can see the heart of this human, so the Lord has prepared a person for him that is good. Still, it is someone used by the Lord and preached the gospel in Samaria. There are many evil that have been cast away. There are miracles that have been done by Philip. But while he were successful in Samaria, there is a calling of God. You have to go down to the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. And in Palestine, that portion from Jerusalem to Gaza is about 70 miles. Maybe just from here to Hazara or Damascus. Is it far? Yes, it's far. But how did Philip go? He didn't have a chariot. He didn't have a bicycle. Like what? Walking. If you walk from here to Monument in Hazara, how long would it take? And maybe an hour. We can walk about 5 kilometers. And if we try to, how many miles did Philip walk? Maybe a few days. But it's wonderful that God can see someone who left him. That's left his country 2,400 to come to us and to worship for you. The Lord has prepared a person to come. This unit to a value of this little worship. And so Philip stood up and walked according to the word. And as this official is returning from Jerusalem to his country, so this chariot of him is in a fast pace. And whoever can run after that would be very true. But in this world, the hand of the Lord has on Philip so that he can get close to this chariot. That's an amazing time. We see that the Lord prepared for someone who had a heart to connect with the Lord in worship. God told Philip to come to the part where it doesn't go. Philip said, I'm so successful here in Samaria. I'm necessary into the community of the church. Why did you not want me to go there? What for? But the Lord asked Philip, and he obeyed, because the Lord saw the heart of the eunuch that in a long road to come and worship the Lord. And the Bible says, Philip got up, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace. This eunuch is at the tower, an official of the country of Israel. He has a high officer. He is the charge of treasury, all the treasury for the whole country. And this person is a eunuch of a queen, Ethiopian. We see Candace. Candace means, it's not a name. It means the title. Let's say the king of Egypt is Pharaoh. They call the Roman emperor is Caesar. And so Pharaoh or Caesar is a title to designate royalty and governing officer. And so Candace means the queen of Ethiopians. And this person is a unit of this queen and is very important role in he is governing all the Persians. And so he's busy, but he has time to come to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. And we see now there's something there. Ethiopia is something belong to Africa, close to Egypt. And so Egypt and now many idols. Many people worship idols in these countries. But this particular official did not worship idols. That is not worthy for him to worship. That he came to the Lord of Israel to worship. Because grace is that part is seen by the Lord. For sure. He left all the idols to come and worship the Lord. Because knowing only the God is the true God. Maybe some of us here, you know, became poor people. They had a different belief in our ancestor. They worship Buddha, or worship ancestors, or some kind of other thing. But in the love of God, you have been changed to receive that only, that is only true God worship, truly worthy to worship. So we submit it to the God of the Lord. Whoever declares Jesus as Son of God, he will be in them. Our faith must be affirmed, not just believe, or not just a religion. Who do I believe? Why do I believe that person? That person. What is my faith for? Have you ever posed those questions for yourself? Who is Jesus to believe? Why do I have to believe in Jesus? That I reject all others, or my friends who have faith in other things, or before I was like that, but now have changed. I believe in Jesus. No religion in our faith is only a religious activity. It has no meaning. Faith, because of obligation, like a wife marrying a Christian, or a Christian marrying a wife, and because the wife is a Christian, then I would come to church. That kind of faith does not save me. Faith is something personal between us and the Lord. And this unit has a connection with the Lord through his worship. And in Ethiopia, he came all the way to Jerusalem to Jewish. More than 2,400 kilometers distant. The distance is so far, but it is come close without the Lord. Truly, the difference is not an issue anymore when I feel that the Lord is a true God working in our worship when he was in Vietnam. Working with the people living in the mountain at the time, and they were too aware. They didn't have a church. They desired to worship with the congregation on Sunday. He walked toward a very long distance from their village to go to the church. So this 30-40 person, and he said, both started to walk to church. But they were so poor, they didn't have any money. And so they carried their children. Some of them walked on a small Saturday, and afterward they come before that church gate. And they lie down there. In the country, it's very cold. They have to lie outside. And on Sunday, they worship the Lord with a congregation there. They worship the morning in the afternoon. They could not return. They wait until the Monday to return. They spend another day and return home. In a week, they spend 3 days to worship. Wow. Because they know the value of worship the Lord. And today, we have the meanings of a car, but we're still lazy. Too tired. We sleep over. We're too busy. We have to put away our worship. If to connect with the Lord, we have to connect to our worship. These two sisters, two brothers, must connect with the Lord in their worship. Three. Has worshipped our church more than a year. And how long has worshipped for the past 3 months when she affirms her faith. Now, to connect with the Lord in our worship is beneficial. They have paid price to worship. Every of us paid this price. We have been deceived by the devil. That look at Jesus as a religion, then our faith is only a religion. That being said, there is poor, former, He worked and worked and worked, but he didn't collect anything worthy of serving. He was hoping that his tools, he can use it to try to go somewhere. His dream is like that. So how much is an hour? How about a pound of gold? How much? Well, he was curious. So he went to the goldsmith and said, how much is an ounce? And so that much is gold. So if I have give you 100 pounds of gold, how much you will pay me? And the storefront, this is more. This is how much I will pay you. So he was so happy, this poor man. No, I don't have any gold yet. And I didn't expect any gold. It just was a dream. We have been deceived that we need a food to get us off our suffering. And that's not religion. Religion is the effort of a person, my effort to do something good with the hope that my good work will qualify me to heaven. He congregated in a person who left in the depth of the ocean. There's no way for him to escape the depth of the ocean. We could not use our effort, or we can save ourselves. We need an external hand to pull us out from our depth of suffering. Jesus is that hand to give us a hand to lift us away from this dark world. This goodness has seen the hand of the Lord. He came to glory for worship. Religion is only the product of our imagination. It could not save us, but the relationship between us and the Lord is truthful. That has the power to save us. Whoever declares Jesus as the Lord, then the Lord is in him. And whoever who's connected to the Lord has a time to connect with the Lord. Do not disrespect the weekly worship. The Bible tells us, seek the Lord while you can find. Call on him when he is near. The Lord can use certain struggle to pull us toward him. But do not only wait for the struggling portion to push them in the water. Well, many times, stay awake when they are in trouble. But they call out of that. When we have in trouble, the Lord, when we are in trouble, we talk to the Lord. Long, he is near. Wow, we do not have struggles. He is near. Go unto him. He is near to us. When he is near, we do not count on him. When we have struggling, he is so far away. He is coming to you. Worship the Lord when we have the opportunity. That is when he is near, who declares to Lord Jesus as Son of God, and the Lord will be in him. The second point we can think with, we connect with God by studying His Word. Though we worship in Jerusalem, but His unit sit in His chariot and reading Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. Now, it's very easy to find now a Bible. There are so many faith and sound Bibles. But in the old days, having a Bible is not simple. Because it was copied by him. And on the scroll that was copied to record. And those who have the money to buy the scroll, and he is a rich person, so he could buy a scroll of Isaiah, and he was reading in his chariot. What caused you to him for desire to know about the Lord? The Lord saw that heart of him. He saw the heart to come to Jerusalem Now, you see, the Lord saved him to read the Word of God in Isaiah. God prepared Philip to catch up with the Spirit and asked, do you understand what you are reading? He said, if no one needs me, how can I know? And so he invited Philip. There's an unusual preparation so that this evening had the opportunity to know the Word of God. And then that a teaching that we can learn. Whoever loves me will keep my commandment, Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. We do not measure of how much we offer to him. God does not measure our love. How many times we come to the church of you. He measures our heart by our obedience to his command. Who has never kept the commandment, then Jesus said, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. But we need not understand. We have to study the Word of God. In Joshua, keep the book of the Lord always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. Meditate on it day and night. Not just reading, not just studying, but with our hearts, mind, and soul too. Meditate on these words. And many times we come to decide to listen to the preaching is enough. No, we have to meditate his word day and night. Enough or not? No. Then, what? So that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Read, study, meditate, but carefully follow everything written so that you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua. Well, sometimes we believe in Jesus for the blessings only. When we believe in Jesus, we are saved. But to receive blessing, you have to read, meditate, do all the things that is written. When we read the word, how do I do the blessing? So we have to meditate on it, to be careful and obey the commands of the Lord. The encouragement to believe in Jesus has its value in our lives. The Word of God has certain value. Let's see. In 2008, and back then we were borrowing a place to worship. And that year, in 2009, they sold their church. And this is the reason was new believers, and they carried two Bibles, and they went to a house. And so we will worship in a temple of church. And so he lost this two Bibles. I thought you bring my Bible. The two couples argue with each other. Oh, it's okay. I want to give you two new Bibles. No. It's important. It's important is that this is the new Bible. I have no notes in it. The old Bible, and so it's easy for me to turn, and I have underlined many of the verses. I need those things, and it's lost. I don't know what to do. And a few days, somebody called me, said, I found this Bible, a given list, and I saw the phone number. Oh, yeah, a couple of mine, and I went to Memorial Park. The person took the Bible and said, where did it? But somebody put there on the face. So I called this couple that I found a Bible, and I walked around Memorial. There is a sign for me. And so because of that, he thought that he was punished for not finding. Oh, dear. Somebody found a mortuary. And so they were happy. So I received the sign. So the Lord looked after those who have the heart for him. And finally, both of them received the Holy Ghost. And Miss Lang was sick. And she said that I have been given a third person who was supposed to have that. She went to Denver with this girl. And so when she came home from Denver, she couldn't find the Bible. So she had to drive all the way up to Denver. Those were talking about their heart for the Lord, for the Word of God. After that, Miss D invited her sister, Mahlung, and she came from France and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that you can baptize us a second time. Tell me the Word of God. Every day to study with me. How long did we study? Not just now. I studied from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4. Well, every day. She loved the Lord. She loved the Word of God. I spent the time. And so, because I didn't eat lunch, then we broke the lunch. If you didn't eat lunch, I would eat lunch. I want to sit here and study. And now, she studied from, well, noon. She came until 5 or 6 in the afternoon. And 5 or 6 hours standing studying the Word of God. And those were the hearts of love they were. The loving heart of the person to the Lord is the reward, is a great message. He's using the word. So, to resolve an issue in life, only a verse can change, because the word of the Lord is truth. There is a woman who married a drunkard, and every time she was disappointed because her husband keep drinking, and one day she found a Bible and it was so wonderful to her. She keep reading it. And one day, after drinking for a day, he saw the wife and he threw the Bible into the fireplace. She was sick the next time. And he was finding the ashes among the fireplace that he saw the Bible has burned. There is one place, pages it says, and it says, the heaven and earth can pass, will pass, but my word will not pass away. And only that verse has changed his life. He accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So, to study the Word is very important. That can change our life, change our entire community. May we connect with Him through the study of His Word. The third point is connect with the Lord through the relationship with God. This person read Isaiah 53 from there. You know, or I like to ask, the Isaiah was written about whom? About himself or somebody else? Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. All the scripture are leading to meet the Lord. To meet the Lord personally, we have studied in the resurrection. We think about Jesus appeared two of his disciples walking to the village, and they have studied the Word of God, but they were in a condition they did not understand. They were saddened because of the news that Jesus was crucified. And he explained from Moses and the prophets to explain that the scripture is talking about Jesus. And Jesus, in John chapter 5, verse 15, you read the Word of God and think that your reading can give you righteousness. It's reading the Bible is good, but the Bible is the point for Jesus. The Bible talks about Jesus. And so when we read the Bible, it has make our life to meet the Lord. This Gideon has read and was explained in verse 39. After they've been baptized, they didn't see where Philip was because the angel had brought deliverance, but now he continued home in joy. So now his attitude has changed. He was very happy, very rejoicing, because he was part now of the heaven, the children of God. That if we truly to read the Lord, then the Word of God must bring our life to meet the Lord, to reach God. There is a scientist go back to the village in Africa to find out about capitalism. So someone who was sitting in the capitalism village and opened the book. Oh, now you read the Bible these days? And that person, so he was pointing at the rock over there and said, you see that? That's the place where I chop up the heads to eat the flesh. And I let you, if not by the Bible, you will be already dead. The capitalist would, yes, the Word of God changed people's life. The people who met the Lord have changed. The Word of God has changed so much, so many lives. So the Lord's words will cause us to meet the Lord. If we could, that we need not meet the Lord. That faith is useless if our faith is not truly to connect with the Lord. That faith is useless. As many people say, has ability to go vacation to different parts of the world. And they share their homes. Oh, going to Israel is very, very happy occasion. He wanted to be baptized the Jordan. We may imagine Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River. So they were so happy to be baptizing for the, well, come to Peter when Jesus was healing the mother-in-law of Jesus. Now I can come. I feel good to come. It's very one. How can we not meet the Lord when we read the Lord Jesus, but going after the emotion, the experience, but who has the true relationship with God? That is the true experience of a living God inside of them. We have the ability to witness some of the addicts to be have changed. They have come from Vietnam to witness for us here through our pastor Nam Quốc Trung. We have Lê Anh Dũng, is someone who has come to share and witness the power of the Word of God, save one from addiction, from drug. We have seen preachers and hear witnesses. We have seen and heard witnesses who have come in 2017. Dear congregation, Miss was a Buddhist with high ranking in the Buddha. But now he's a servant of the Lord. And he wrote a book telling how his conversion was to turning from Buddhism to Christianity, to trusting the Lord. And we have a singer who came and shared the Word of God. We have heard so many witnesses. In 2 more weeks, I invite to come here to hear a witness before he was a gang member in the northern Vietnamese, and he sold drugs. And one day, and he was flushed with acid. But in that blindness, his eyes were blind because of acid. He believed in the Lord. And his house in northern Vietnam became a worship house. And now he is a servant of the Lord. A person now, if you are blind, Some of us will probably go out and ask for money. But now, this person who was blind, but became a servant of the Lord. And in 2 more weeks, we will hear a witness here in Father's Day. The Word of God is something for us to meet the Lord through His Word. Whoever declares Jesus the Son of God, that person will be in glory. The fourth point that we can study together, to connect with the Lord in His promise. In verse 36 and 37, we read, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" And I said, if you believe with all your heart, you can receive baptizing. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Whoever trusts Jesus Christ as the Lord, then what happened? The Lord will be in him, and he in God. This unit has expressed his faith that Jesus is the Son of God, and the faith of Leslie and Howard's world. I believe Jesus and the Lord of my life. Those persons will have the Lord live in them and they in the Lord. Dear congregations, the unit stop. To receive baptism. What is baptism? We see what Jesus. Is anything to prevent me from receiving baptism? It is a ceremony not because of obligation. Nobody asked him. It is because our voluntarily receiving baptism to declare our faith. Maybe some of us receive baptism. I ask, do you accept? To accept Jesus Christ, then Jesus will be in your heart. Is baptism can wash away our sin? No. Only by the blood of Christ will sin be washed away. Baptism does not save us, but baptism is a symbol that we express with the Lord that, dear God, I promise to follow you. And so, baptism is not God has done, but we are doing to make a promise with Allah. Baptism is our promise to the Lord. When we stone it in Ecclesiastes 5:5, it's better not to promise than to promise and not be able to keep it. May the Lord help us to promise, give us our promise of faith in Him. Baptism is a opportunity to express our faith. In Philip said, if you are fully believed, then go ahead to baptism to express our faith in Matthew chapter 10 verse 3. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before Father. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 10 verse 32. So the receivers express their attitude of faith. I do not say that I believe again, but the way of life, our attitude in life, the way of life, show our faith. So baptism is an opportunity to express our faith. But the rest of our life can express that declaration through our life, through our lifestyle. I believe that God is a God. God is here. I'm here. That faith does not say, because James said, if you believe there is God, the devil also believe the same. And they tremble. The devil believe and tremble. But some of us, we believe, but we never tremble before the Lord. We don't have a kind of fear that requires of our faith to believe in God. Just that God exists, but just believe by our mind. That faith does not save us. No, that could not express the faith. the express to baptism is the way we live, our lifestyle, telling others about our relationship with our Lord. There's a musician named Chris Kistler. He is a violinist, very famous in Austria in the 20th century. And he has the ability to play the violin, famous all over the world, but because he loved the poor, so whatever he received from the concert, he gave away to the poor. And he used all that to help the poor. So he does not have a lot of money, but in a trip, he discovered there is a violin, and it's very beautiful violin. But he asked for the price. He couldn't afford it. I was trying to find enough money to buy this violin. And when he came back with enough money, and then the violin was sold to someone else, the collector has bought that violin away. And he asked, where is this one? So this storekeeper gave him the address for this collector, and he came and wanted to buy, but the collector said, no, that is one of my precious collection. I could not sell. And Kessler, very sad and disappointed, but before he left, he asked, could you let me just play this violin once? And so the collector agreed. And so he took the violin and gave it to Kessler. And he played with his ability, with the wonderful sound of this violin. A wonderful sound coming from this violin under the ability of Kessler. And so this touches the heart of a collector. Hey, Kessler, Kessler, I'm not worthy to care. Why don't you bring this violin all over the world? So everybody can hear this wonderful sound. Faith is a Christian who put faith in Christ. And the good news or the great sound worthy to be broadcast everywhere. We have to express our faith. The more that we can experience the relationship between us and the Lord, then the more we can express the good news to others around us. Whoever declared Jesus is the Son of God, and the Lord will be in him, and he will be in him. May the Lord help us to understand the connection with the Lord. We come to worship. Maybe we study the Word, or study the Word of God in long through this experience. A personal relationship. You can feel this relationship as father and son, for two friends, or just not some God sitting somewhere that we don't see and feel. And as we express our faith, we can connect with the Lord, have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. And this morning is the first a Sunday of the month, we will have a communion together. Communion has been used by the Lord to connect with his disciples. This is the representation of my body, his broken for you, because he sacrificed himself on the cross. Remember, he don't sleep. This is a symbol. Maybe some religion don't pray that these cup and bread will become holy in the body of Christ. But that's not what the Bible is teaching. So these are a representation of the body of Christ. But the Holy Spirit will cause his Jesus life to be in us. So we only talk about the resurrection Christ, but we live by the life of Christ in us. So this morning, if we examine our heart, if we do not examine our heart to take this communion, without we commit sin against the Lord. And so do not disrespect this communion and just the celebration of the Lord's Supper. But it is a true commitment. I have heard humanitarian that they can use some paint on a piece of cloth to make a flag for the country. Whatever material, the flag is the symbol of a country. Thank you. So the bread and cup is a representative, but whoever despises this cup and bread is committing sins against the Lord. And those who have received baptism can participate in this communion. If you have not affirmed your faith through baptism, these symbols have no value for you. And so when you affirm your faith, these become meaningful to you. And these represent the body of Christ and the blood of Christ shedding for us for the forgiveness of sin. When we take this communion, we affirm our faith with the Lord. Let's read together the key verse. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. Let's pray. Dear our loving Father, you have created our life that you have purchased by the blood of Christ away from the devil's womb so that we can become your children to escape from darkness of this world to come into the light. We are thankful this morning, but because of your blood, we receive this communion represent the sacrifice because of us. As you promised, if you take this cup and bread, then we express your sacrifices to be known to others. So let us will be the one connect with you to be faithful in our worship, that we study in your word in earnest, that we can then in a relationship with sweetness as a person of man, and we declare the gospel wherever we go. We are thankful, Lord. Maybe we'll see when we see this cup of bread. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.